my most memorable English language learning experience is probably when I was an exchange student, and when I speak, because I can't speak the language of that country, so I just speak English with my friends, and it helps me a lot to like learn from other English friends and other friends that speak maybe American English. So it helped me a lot in that 6 months, and I can like enhance my English language speaking ability.
So which country did you go
to? Actually, I went to Thailand, but that country, that university that I went was mostly for students that graduated from international schools, so they speak better English than I do. Yeah.
So do you find it challenging to communicate with them?
Well, instead of being challenged in that position, I think I can learn more about English because, to be honest, I don't usually chat with Thai students. I chat with an English exchange, and he said a lot of different like English humor thing, and yeah, that interests me, like a motivation for me to learn more about the English that speaks in UK.
Do you have any memorable English reading experience?
Yeah, in the last 6 months, I've been reading some post-colonial readings, and because I've been studying translation, so I read a bit about Jane Austen before, but I didn't realize that it's related to colonialism. And when the teacher told me that I can understand that piece in this way, like post-colonial study way, and I found it like very shocking and very interesting.
Do you have a favorite book?
Favorite book? I like Pantomime by Derek Walcott, and yeah, it's another post-colonial study piece, and it talks about two men, one called Jackson, which is a quotation black, and like how he treat his so-called master back in his way of humor and using the English language that he learned from the white. Yeah.
And what do you like about this book?
Actually, it reverts the situation of colonialism. Like, although the black learn English from their colonial masters, but still they may have more creativity than their masters, and they may learn English better than their masters, and also accept English. They know their own local language, so it's like an advantage for them comparing to their masters who only knows how to speak English.
So how do you choose a book to read?
How do I choose a book to read? Interest? Yeah. I don't usually read books that don't interest me, which means that I like post-colonial reading, so I mostly read them. How do I choose? Interest. I can't think of any other things to speak, but yeah, based on interest.